Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we will continue our study of the Book of Iyov. Hitherto, Elihu introduced an innovative approach to solving the problems with which Iyov and his friends had been grappling throughout this book. He clarified that the moral imperative to avoid wickedness and choose the good had been encoded by the Creator out of loving concern for humanity. The commandments were intended for our benefit, and when we breach God's laws, we do not harm Him. We harm only ourselves. And when we are kind and generous, we cultivate and elevate our souls. This idea originates in the Torah, that emphasizes that God's laws were given to people who have free choice to obey or defy them. God makes no demands that are beyond our capability to fulfill them, and the exercise of our free will does not harm or help the immutable Creator. Thus, in the book of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu explained, Re'eh, Natati lefanecha hayom et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov ve'et ha'mavet ve'et ha'ra. Look, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, as he urged us to choose life. U'bacharta b'chaim. Ramban clarifies that God's admonishments, his warnings, and even his punishments come from infinite mercy, lest we continue to engage in acts of self-destruction. Mishlei expounds on this by teaching, Musar Hashem bni al timas, ve'al takotz betochachto, ki et asher ye'ehav Hashem yochiach, uche'av et ben nirtzeh. My son, don't despise Hashem's discipline, and do not be weary of his reproof. For whom Hashem loves, he reproves, even as a father reproves the son in whom he delights. In addition, Elihu obliquely refers to the doctrine of reincarnation, suggesting that an innocent man may suffer to atone for wrongdoing committed in a previous lifetime. Though many Torah scholars have rejected the idea of gilgulim, particularly the notion that a human soul can come back in the body of another species, this idea is entertained in whole or in part by several Talmudic sages and embraced by some Rishonim, including Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachye, and is endorsed in Kabbalistic sources. They point to various citations in Tanakh that support this thesis, such as the words of Shirat Chana found in Shmuel Aleph. Hashem memit u'mechaye morid she'ol vayal. Hashem puts to death and he revives. He brings down to the grave and then brings up. After impressing upon Iyov the realization that a human being is affected by factors and dimensions that are beyond our control or our perception, Elihu draws the attention of his audience, Iyov, the friends, and the readers of this book, away from the mystical spheres, and opens our minds to the wonders that we can see and comprehend. Beginning with the 22nd verse of the previous chapter, Elihu embarks on a paean lauding Hashem's awesome power, as evident in the weather. In rain, snow, and terrifying storms that can bring blessed bounty or death and devastation. As he opens his song, he notes that man's mind cannot begin to understand the power that moves the winds, nor can man's senses perceive the hidden hand of a transcendent Creator whose every breath moves the clouds, much less understand his ways here on earth. He asks us to look towards the heavens to feel how small we are and how absurd that we dare to question God's justice. Hen el yasgiv bekocho, mi kamohu more, mi pakad alav darko, umi amar pa'alta avla. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed his way for him or told him, you have done wrong? Rashi clarifies the opening verse of this song and points out that Hashem is a benevolent teacher who repeatedly warns before striking an errant and defiant student, as he did with Paro before inflicting any of the plagues. In contrast, when a king of flesh and blood takes vengeance against his enemies, he attacks unexpectedly and in stealth. Elihu urges, Zechor ki tasgi po'alo, asher shoreru anashim, kol adam chazubo, enosh yabit merachok. Remember to magnify his work, which men have praised in song. Every person has seen it. Humans gaze at it from afar. Malbim comments, with this song, Elihu closes his speech in an attempt to persuade Eov, who had been trying to understand supernatural concepts, looking for evidence of life after death, reward and punishment of the spirit, the essence of Hashem and the limits of human freedom. Ideas and concepts that he cannot expect to comprehend because they are far beyond time and space. Eov wants to understand esoterica when he cannot even comprehend that which is right before his eyes. Elihu points out that we cannot strive to understand the eternal and omnipotent Creator when we cannot even grasp the fleeting clouds that mask the heavens, nor can we assess the force of a frightening thunderstorm, much less the benefit it brings. He points to the skies and declares, Af im yavin mifrasei av, tshuot sukato, hen paras alav oro, v'shorshei hayam kisa, ki bam yadin amim, yiten ochel lamachbir. Can you even understand the spread of clouds, the roars of his pavilion? See how he spreads his light upon it, covering the depths of the sea. For by these he judges nations and gives food in abundance. The terror evoked by the sound and fury pales when considering the force that speaks through the thunder. Thus, chapter 37 begins, Af lezot yecherad libi vayitar mimkomo, shimu shamoa beroges kolo vehegem nipiv yitze, tachat kol ha-shamayim yishrehu, ve'oro al kanfot ha-aretz. אחריו ישאג קול, ירעם בקול גאונו, לא יעקבם כי ישמע קולו. ירעם אל בקולו, נפלאות עושה, גדולות ולא נדע. At this my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen, listen to the rage of his voice, to the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He unleashes his light underneath all the heavens and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of his roar. He thunders with his majestic voice. He holds nothing back when his voice resounds. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. The human eye can see the snowstorm and hear the downpour of rain. The body can quake at the crash of thunder and the heart leap at the crack of a lightning bolt. But no one can capture the wind. מנשמת כל ייתן קרח ורוחב מים במוצק. אף ברי יטריח, אב יפיץ ענן אורו. By the breath of God, ice is formed, and the watery expanses are frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through them. But none of the senses can behold who orchestrates the heavenly tempest that causes man and beast to flee to their shelters, and none can hold back the waters that bring either bounty or disaster. והוא מסיבות מתהפך בתחבולותיו לפועלם, כל אשר יצווהם על פני תבל ארצה, אם לשבת, אם לארצו, אם לחסד, אם צאהו. At his directions it swirls around to do whatever he commands upon the face of the habitable world, whether it be for punishment, or for his earth, or for loving kindness, he causes it to come. Rashi explains that on Rosh Hashanah, when Am Yisrael repent and stand righteously in judgment, Hashem decrees the quantity of rain that will fall that year. But if in the interim the people return to their erring ways, the rain falls, but at the wrong time, or where it is not needed, over the oceans or uninhabited land. Ibn Ezra points out that blessed rain will fall on the earth that God determines is his land, Arzo, because the people living there pray for it. And Sfono adds, sometimes that rain comes lechesed, for the animals and people that Hashem extends his mercy, howsoever undeserved. Elihu then pummels the long-suffering Iyov with rhetorical questions. Ha'azina zot Iyov, amod vihidbonen niflaot kel. Ha'teda besum eloka alehem, vehofia or anano. Ha'teda al miflesei av, mifilot tmim deim. Listen to this, Iyov. Stand still and consider the wonders of God. Do you know how God dispatches the clouds or makes the lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds float? Those wonders of him who is perfect in knowledge? Then, in an anticipation for the voice of the Almighty, whom Iyov has repeatedly summoned, pleading for a chance to confront his maker and demand an explanation for the injustice of his plight, Elihu asks like a good lawyer, talking to his client. Hodieni, ma nomar lo? Lo na'aroch mipnei choshech. Teach us, what shall we say to him? For we cannot make our case in the darkness. Mitzudat David explains that it is futile to think that we can stand up to Hashem and debate him when we are so ignorant in comparison to the divine wisdom. We stand in darkness and God in light. Elihu closes the chapter by warning Iyov about the forthcoming confrontation with the voice of God, which will undoubtedly overwhelm any human being. If a person cannot look into the glare of the sun, how can he possibly face his Creator? Thank you for learning with me. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel Bat Arye Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo Alehen HaShalom.